Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 383, visible, translated text is as follows, factory. That spot was not there Friday. The spot was about 4 or 5 inches in diameter and little spots behind these from the rear, 6 or 8 in number. I discovered these between 6:30 and 7 o'clock Monday. It was blood. It looked like some white substance had been wiped over it. We kept potash and haskalene, both white substances, on this floor. This white stuff was smeared over the spots. It looked like it had been smeared with a coarse broom. There was a broom on that floor, leaning up against the wall. No, the broom didn't show any evidence of having been used, except that it was dirty. It was used in the metal department for cleaning up the grease. The floor was regularly swept with a broom of finer straw. I found some hair on the handle of a bench lathe. The handle was in the shape of an L. The hair was hanging on the handle, swinging down. Mel Stanford saw this hair. The hair was not there on Friday. The gas jet that the girls sometimes use to curl their hair on is about 10 feet from the machine where the hair was found. Machine number 1 is No. 10. It is my machine. I know the hair wasn't there on Friday, for I had used that machine up to quitting time, 5:30. There was a pan of haskalene about 8 feet from where the blood was found. The nearest potash was 8 feet in the plating department, 30 or 35 feet away. The latter part of the week, I found a piece of a pay envelope under Mary Fagan's machine. I have examined the area around the elevator on the main floor, and I looked down the ladder and I never saw any stick. I did not find any envelope or blood or anything else there. Cross-examination. I never searched for any blood spots before, until Miss Jefferson came in and said she understood Mary had been murdered.